people have a sort of quid pro quo thing up with work, that you get hired to do a job, and so you do the logistics of the job, but you forget the power of getting people's hearts as well. And that's where compliments and positive feedback, as we would call it probably in more business jargon, can be incredibly useful, really powerful actually. Because very often I work with companies and they'll say, oh, we only ever hear when we do things wrong and we don't get anything positive. A well-placed piece of positive feedback can be incredibly powerful, get people working harder for you, just get people much happier in the workplace.
But let's say I'm a manager. I might think that what I've really got to do is do more stick than carrot here. You know, I've got a lot of lazy people working for me. I better come in. I'm going to say, hang on a minute. It's 1 minute past nine. You're not here.
Yeah.
You know, look, I've got five other people outside waiting to have your job. What do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
I can really feel my voice rising now. I'm getting angry with
them. Exactly.
And then the next day, won't they turn up at 9 o'clock instead of 1 minute past nine?
Well, they might do, but they will do so grudgingly. It's so true. I think you're absolutely right. It's been thought that this carrot and stick approach is the way to do. It's the way to do management. You'll really be tough. But actually, more and more research is showing that the other way around can be far, far more productive, and supporting people and treating them with a bit of kindness, getting their hearts and understanding when things are difficult, so that when you do have maybe less than positive things to say to them, they land in a much better context. If all people are used to hearing is, you know, how awful they are when they've done something wrong, they stop hearing it. We do an exercise here where we ask people to list the things that motivate them most at work. And you'd be surprised that the results show, time and time again, the thing that motivates people more than anything else is recognition. It's recognition, just being told that their work was of value. People want to know that they're doing stuff which is valued. They don't want to spend their day doing stuff that isn't of value to people. So pointing that out and just making that part of management, it's free. To not do it, you're missing such an amazing trick. It's much, much more than giving someone a pay rise. Funnily enough, people say, actually, the recognition, that's what really drives me at work.
So is that because we're kind of naive, or are we all children, or even younger than children, that we're babes, and that what we want is to be stroked by mummy?
Well, it's interesting you use the word stroke, because there was a fantastic chap called Eric Berne who wrote about something called transactional analysis. And he said, we measure our interactions with people every day. We need these things called strokes, which, I mean, as a child, as a baby, of course, are a physical stroke, part of hugging. And as you get older, they become moments of recognition between you and another person. So it could simply be a smile with your neighbour in the morning, and that's the pattern that you have, and you get a stroke from that, and it makes you feel good. It feeds your well-being. And as a manager, you have to, part of your job is to develop other people. In fact, that's the biggest part of your job, really. And if you have to be able to put yourself in their shoes and, you know, go to the level that they're at, not the level that you're at or the level you want them to be or the level that you think they should be achieving, that's, people tend to live in a world, well, they should just do it, they should just know. And of course, people don't. They don't know in that same way, all this world of shoulds. So you have to be able to develop other people.